It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hello. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are broadcasting live right now outside in our parking lot in scenic, beautiful Fairfax, Virginia. And we are ready for the final event in our Fat Daddy Challenge. I want to remind everyone that our runner-up fatties will receive either a greatest shave kit or a haircut and business manicure. Nice. Both from the grooming lounge.
Nice.
Both from the grooming lounge. Give Dad the gift of... I'm sorry. It's been a long show.
It has.
Give Dad the gift of grooming for Father's Day.
Because he needs it.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. Not Chris, you're Steven.
Steve.
I called you Chris during the whole last break. Give Dad the gift of grooming for Father's Day. Go to groominglounge.com for details and get 10% off your online order with the coupon code WJFK. The Fat Daddy wins $1,000. Hi, Rob.
Sorry I'm late. I was grooming myself.
Are we all set to do this now? The way we're going to do the last Mentos Diet Coke harvest is this is the way it's going to work. You're going to put your Mentos in the Diet Coke, gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
After you put your Mentos in the Diet Coke, you will stand underneath and wait for the explosion to happen. When the explosion happens, you will stand underneath with your cup. Each person will have their liquid in their cup measured at the conclusion of their explosion. 20 points for the most liquid when we get done with the whole thing, 15 points for second place, 10 points for third place, and 5 points for fourth place.
Harvest the spew.
What that means is anybody can win, and you're still down to the wire here, and anybody can win. We figured it out. Rob and I put our brains together. And
it was a great meeting.
It was a wonderful meeting. It took
one of
about
your best,
8
really.
Seconds. And who's first in line? Are we going to
Mike,
go
there's one question I have. Will you entertain
go right
the
ahead.
Question?
Rob Spiewak in the back corner.
Because the parking lot is on an angle, is there any way you can ensure that the Diet Coke bottle will not fall over?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. Uh-huh. Peter, how are you? Peter, here's what I'd like you to do. First of all, I would like you to lie on your stomach. You're going to secure the Diet Coke container with both hands.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
That
very
is how
nice.
You will stay. And now we can begin. And, Peter, your wrist is on the little tube where the Mentos are going to go.
And I'm
now,
glad he's wearing safety goggles.
Beth Ann, before you run away to move some more cars, I have a question for you. Look at the look. Look at how annoyed she gets.
She hates
Sorry
everything about doing the show.
Sorry to put you on a radio show that's on the radio.
She's scowling.
All right. Now, how do these little tubes work? I haven't seen this. How are we going to do this?
We have to put the tubes that contain the Mentos over the opening once we open it up, and they have to go in at the same time, causing whatever chemical reaction occurs between Mentos.
So he unscrews that, he puts the tube over, and then he dumps in the Mentos.
At the same time.
Where are the Mentos?
They're in the white tube that we've manufactured for easy dropping.
Okay, so they're ready to go, and he just turns it over as soon as we unscrew it.
They're loose in here.
Okay, you got that, Anthony? All right, step over here.
Do they have...
What's that? Peter can put it in.
That takes an element out of the game,
no,
I think.
No, we're not going to have Peter.
We're
not changing the rules again. We're just going to have it done. Step over to the bottle. Yes, Anthony?
He might want to scoot around the other way.
No, he's fine.
You see, we actually want to do this so that Peter gets wet. But, you know, I think he's right, Rob, because he's not going to have a chance to catch the
All
fluid.
All right, that's fine.
So, Peter, scoot around to the other side.
Yeah, Peter needs to take up as little space as possible.
Anthony, you and your 389 pounds, if you step on Peter, you will kill him. You know that, don't you?
It's chiropractic.
All right, now he's got the
For
Mentos.
You.
Every tube has 12 Mentos in it.
That's All a right. dozen.
Exactly, cousin.
Thank you.
Now, does he shake the Mentos to get them out of there? How do they...
They just slide.
All right, everybody clear out of the way. On the count of three, Anthony, we're going to ask you to dump them in there. Ready?
I've only seen this on the internet. I've never seen it live.
One... Two.
Have your cup ready.
Ed. You better have your cup ready. One, two, three, go.
He's nervous. He's shaking. And there it goes.
Oh,
he lost the cup.
Oh,
no. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not happy.
That is bringing up the rear.
So to speak, he had to pull up his pants there.
Oh,
the geyser.
Oh, yes. Hey, you crack me up, Anthony.
The geyser knocked the cup out of his hand.
Oh, my God. That was an explosion. A successful Mentos explosion,
Stunning display.
That was wonderful.
And,
that'd be his dead.
Peter, did bagel. Peter, did you get wet during that?
It's a bagel, a Rob.
Yeah, Peter is dripping Diet Coke.
Peter, please come back over to the other bottle. We need you to secure it, please.
That was fantastic.
That was really, really good. Anthony, it was a challenge for you because you were the first guy to go.
It's the curse of first.
That is a very, very big disadvantage. All right, let's
should
bring
not
our...
Peter mic the explosion, too?
I believe he should mic it, yes.
Have a mic for him?
Let's get a mic over there. Of course, now Rob has introduced the danger of electric shock into the equation.
Peter?
Hold on. Hey, hold on, Stephen. Stephen, hold on a second.
We ask all of our interns to lie on their stomachs.
All right.
Don't get it wet.
All right, here we go. Let's see how Stephen does. And it is Stephen, right, Psycho? Wait, hey, say hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Oh.
Nobody said go.
Follow instructions. I'm going to take a point away if you do that again. All right, on the count of three, you put the Mentos in there. On the count
the mic
of
under
three.
You, Peter, keep it dry. That's it.
One. This is Steven, contestant number two. Be careful. You're securing the Diet Coke first, Peter. On the count of
Peter
three.
Peter appears to be making love to the parking lot.
One, two, three, go.
There go the Mentos.
Oh, the cup was knocked out. Another
hold it,
bagel.
But he might have gotten some.
Did you get some at the end?
Blew the cup out of his hand, too.
Rob, there is fluid in Steven's cup.
That's good. That's there strong is for first place right now.
There about a quarter fluid. Inch, right?
There is fluid in Steven's cup.
About very a quarter good. Inch of soda.
You know, that could be a winner.
It could be.
That could be a 20-pointer right there.
Hey, guys, you've been warned.
That was good. Hey, Peter, very well mic'd. Okay?
Yeah, nice
very,
job.
Very well mic'd.
Nice job.
I thought Peter did a fine job there, Rob.
Well, there's always room for improvement.
Peter, yes, we'd like to have better sound there. I love, here's what I enjoyed, the sound of the Mentos going into the Diet Coke.
I like that. You know what? I think that the contestants need to hold the cup tighter.
Yes. Have you noticed that you're getting the cups knocked out of the contestants' hand? Chris, have you learned anything watching your previous competitors?
Hold on tight.
Hold on tight. All right, now, Chris, Peter, mic that thing. On the count of three, once we've
hold on, we have to unscrew the lid.
All right. Well, he can do that, Rob.
I love that sound.
Good sound. Yes, get all that. Peter, keep the microphone right there. Keep your
don't
head up.
Don't get it wet.
Keep your head up. On the count of three, we're going to have you dump the Mentos in there. One, two, three.
He's trying to pour.
Oh, he held the cup. Oh, let's see what we did here.
How'd he do?
Hold on a second. Let's see where the fluid is. Ooh, that's going to be tough.
That's close.
Let's have a measurement.
Looks like another quarter inch.
Can I offer some color on this?
Let's see. Yeah, please. So let's see if he beats Steven first. Does he beat Steven?
I don't know.
I think what's happening
here. You have
here,
to compare. It's a photo finish.
The contestants are trying to catch the soda as it ascends.
That is illegal.
You need to. Well, it's stupid, too, because
it's illegal,
to do it,
though,
it's going to fall
that,
out.
I know, but it's illegal. You have to catch the fluid on the way
they're,
down.
They're
on
only descent. Hurting themselves.
Where do we stand?
It's really, really close, but it's Steven by just a little bit. It could have evaporated.
Steven has edged you out there, Chris, but hang in there.
This all could right, be a non-issue.
All right, let's go. Our final contestant. Let's get Michael over there. Michael, you've watched everybody. Is there anything you've learned by watching your previous competitors?
Wait till it comes down.
Wait till it comes down.
Smart man. I like that.
I swear to God, the one guy that does it right is going to be the clear winner.
Exactly. I graduated from public high school.
Ah, he's
on the descent.
He's a high school graduate, Mike.
Oh, very good. Yeah. That's delightful. 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 Delightful.
That's why he was able to noodle that through.
All right. Peter, how are you doing over there? Speak into the microphone. What's
is it shorted out?
Did we fry the microphone?
No, I'm sure he's fine.
What happened here?
Does it work?
No.
Yeah, there it is. Works. Did you have it turned off, you moron? All right,
had
here
it
we
turned
go.
On?
All right, very
closer,
good.
Closer.
He turns everything on, Mike. Right.
With his smile.
That microphone's wet.
He turns it on with his smile. All right, he's undoing that. On the count of three, Michael, now I should say you are poised for $1,000 if you can get a lot of fluid
before
in that cup.
Before he goes, you know what we're missing here is the son that's going to summer school is yelling at his father for how badly he did.
Is this CJ? CJ, you're not yelling at your old man, are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
And that's because you're 13. I just want you to know. You're going to think that your dad's an ass, but he's not, okay? He's a smart man. He brought you into this world, and he knows more than you do. And when you get to be in your 20s, you're going to know that everything he told you was right, okay?
Okay.
Remember I said that.
All right.
Fat Mike O'Mara told you that.
Good-looking boy.
Very good. Fine boy. He's going to grow up strong.
Yeah,
nice
fine. Haircut.
Strong like bull. And dad, you blew it by letting him have the earring. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Michael, on the count of three.
Disagree. Crunch time.
Dump your Mentos into the bottle. One, two, three.
Oh, no, a strategy error.
Oh, no, that's it. No, I'm sorry.
What'd he get?
Hold on a second.
There was bad Mento dumping.
Let's see what happened. Let's take a look in there. There's a little fluid in there.
Mentos popped back
let's,
out.
Let's measure, Beth Ann.
Oh, man, they all got about a quarter inch. It's very, very close.
What do you mean we have to look at all of them?
It's so close.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back into the studio. Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Beth Ann, you have to compute this with Buzz. You get together. Rob, we're going to walk back into the studio.
Okay.
We're going to compute the final results. We're going to bring all the guys back into the studio, and then we're going to announce our winner. Hey, do not announce anything until we get them all back into the studio.
Do you smell Diet Coke?
I smell ass.
I know you do.
Now, are we going to be able to walk down the hallway with these?
Yeah, until we get almost to the studio. You know what was great? A drop of Diet Coke got on any automobile.
Now, here's another chance to hear a couple of men breathe hard.
I've never felt more refreshed.
There you go. It's nice to see that DC humidity has come back into the air, hasn't it? Somebody get me my tank. Someone get me my tank of oxygen, please.
Tony Perkins assured me it was going to be a lovely day.
We sent the cups down to the lab. We're having them analyzed now. We should have results shortly.
He's a conjurer, Rob, like all of them. Now the mics are breaking up.
What? We're making our way back into the studio on the Mike O'Mara Show.
On.
It's Fat Got Daddy
it.
Thursday.
Mike's on.
Got it.
Put
Not
your headphones
us. On. What? Put your headphones on.
I have the wrong headphones
sounds
on.
Sounds like the
you
War
queen.
Of the Worlds broadcast.
I'm a retard. I'm a retard. I have the wrong. I'm yelling at people. Mike's on, people. Oh, I'm such a tard. It's been a very long
Why
day.
Can't I hear anything?
Because I have the wrong headphones on. I'm a tard. Well, wait a minute. You should be able to...
No, because the signal blocks out here. Remember, the room is built of copper.
Well, I thought the signal just... Okay, smart
it
ass.
Like it.
I thought the signal just blocked out the microphones. I didn't think it blocked out our receivers. It
blocks out everything.
I didn't know that. Oh,
blocks
geez.
Out Peter, Bobby, all the interns.
Rob, put the fat music
all
on.
The Bradys. Again,
please.
It's Fat Daddy Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's been a fabulous day. Oh, it's
I'd say
nice.
Perfect, Mike.
It's really nice to be back in air-conditioned comfort, isn't it?
Yeah.
I loved when they dropped the cup.
Oh, my God. All right, now, as we speak, Beth Ann, and you've done some calculating outside.
Yes, yeah.
She's going to bring in the final results.
She will shortly, yes.
We're going to have the fourth to first. The winner will receive, are you ready for this?
I'm $1,000
American dollars.
Wow.
Our runner-up fatties receive either a Greatest Shave Kit or a haircut and business manicure. You're both from the Grooming Lounge. Give Dad the gift of grooming for Father's Day. Go to groominglounge.com for details. Get 10% off your online order with the coupon code WJFK. And now Beth Ann is making her way back into the studio.
She looks like a cocktail waitress.
She has cups.
Have we finished our calculations?
Yeah, Buzz and I did it. It was very, very,
it was
very close.
It was
now,
close.
Do we have the rankings in order so we can go fourth to first? Not that it really matters. It's more a matter of pride.
A second-place tie is what we seem to have.
A second-place tie is okay because all runner-ups get the same prize.
Right.
It's just a question of who gets the $1,000.
We
okay?
have that.
Have we written it down?
I'm looking at their names right here. I put the cups in order.
Bethany, why don't you jot it down?
Just going to hand them the cup.
I'll
you want to know in fourth place?
I'll jot it down.
Let's bring them. This is showbiz, people. It's the business of show. Let's bring them all back in here.
Let's see the contestants.
Jesus Christ.
To announce the results.
I swear to God. Just trying to do a little show.
That's right.
All right, here they all come. Here comes Anthony, Michael, Steven, and Chris. You guys can stop right there.
And Problem Child.
All right, and CJ. CJ and his earring. You got a girlfriend, CJ? What?
Yeah.
How about not? Yeah. Yes, Mr. O'Mara, sir.
Yes, Mike O'Mara.
No, yes, Mr. O'Mara, sir.
Yes, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
No, yes, Mr. O'Mara, sir. The third time.
Yes, Mr. O'Mara, sir.
Thank you very much. That's a problem child. No, you got to be all right.
Is she hot, CJ?
All right. Yeah. Now, first of all, let's
Is that appropriate?
That is very inappropriate.
Then I withdraw the question.
What does Sam Elliott say? You're right. That is absolutely inappropriate. Let's give a nice round of applause to all of our contestants.
Good job, gentlemen.
You guys did a fine, fine job. I want to thank Anthony. I want to thank Michael. Also, Steven and Chris and CJ for coming out today. And now the moment of truth. All of you runners-up will receive what I said before, the shave kit and the haircut and business manicure. And who doesn't need a good business manicure in this group?
That's right.
Steven.
Let's get our fourth contestant, the
fourth
guy
place.
That brings up the rear with fourth place.
Cup
Anthony, I'm so sorry. You started out so strongly.
You brought up the rear in fourth place. I'm frankly surprised at that. What do you think did you win, Anthony?
I was fat.
I was fat. Yes, aren't we all? Okay. Our third place contestant is Mike. Mike, that blows me away. I really thought you had it. It was, once again, the harvest thing that did you in.
It is what it is.
Mike. Is there anything you'd like to say in the post-game interview?
It was a hard game. The loss was terrible.
Terrible, I'm so sorry.
Terrible.
That was terrible. I lose all my money. I'm going to go down to Atlantic City. That's just terrible. I don't understand. I don't want to play the Diet Coke Mentos Harvest.
Harvest?
That's a crappy game. That's a crappy game. It's terrible.
All right, our second place contestant. What do you mean second place? We had a tie. We had four contestants.
What?
Wait. Turn her microphone on, please.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
It was close.
Why do you seem so exasperated? Has this game exasperated you today?
No, I like it.
It
was really close.
You're pointing at two cups and you're kind of mumbling to yourself.
This is the first runner-up. This is the winner.
All right, here's the moment of truth. Hand me the cup for the first runner-up. Now, in the event that anything happens to our champion, the first runner-up will fulfill all of his fat daddy duties.
That's right.
And it's an honor just to be nominated.
Oh, yes.
Of course it is. No doubt. Our very first runner-up is Steven, which means that Chris, you are our fat daddy champion. $1,000. Look at CJ.
Yeah.
So proud of his dad.
Sure buys a lot of meth.
Yeah. Chris, oh, look at that. Are you proud of your father now, CJ?
Looks like he can go to summer school now.
Yeah. He can have surgery to remove that earring, can he? Absolutely. Let's turn this over here and this over here. Step up to the microphone. Chris, talk about a come-from-behind victory.
Yes.
In the ice cream balance challenge, I swear to God, I didn't think you had a chance.
Mm. I know. I just pulled it out there coming up from the rear.
What do you have to say about your victory?
I'm fat.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that, Chris. So glad the more verbose man won today. And CJ, what do you have to say to your father?
I love you, Dad.
Oh,
hey, nice. See?
All
he's going to be okay.
All right, fatties, get the hell out.
Everybody
thank you, guys.
Out.
Thanks all for playing. We appreciate it. There they go. What an afternoon it's been.
Happy Father's Day to all of
just
you.
Just terrific. A terrific job. That's wonderful. Thank you. Goodbye.
Good
I hope you enjoy yourself.
Oh, you
enjoy. Verbeten. Wiedersehen. So long. Farewell.
Take
my
off.
God. Oh, jeez. I have a headache.
Really?
I have a headache of biblical proportion. I'm so glad tomorrow's BYOB Friday.
I know you are.
I know. CJ's coming back.
I have earned it. CJ will be back here with Boone's Farm Apple Wine. Won't that be fun? And now, without further ado, a little quickie one here. It's time for our final buzz. Buzz Burbank, what's happening?
This will get us started. Americans did what they were supposed to do last month with those economic stimulus tax rebates. Checks, they spent them.
All right.
Okay, good.
The final retail sales figures for May are in, and sales are up by 1%. Now,
isn't that right, Chris?
Hey, what's going on this side?
I used to drive a truck. I don't know more.
Hello. Go ahead, Buzz.
I know 1% doesn't sound like very much, but it's twice the increase the experts expected, and it's the biggest increase in retail sales in a year.
So is it going to have a positive effect on the economy? What are the experts saying?
Since it's twice the retail sales we expected, obviously people are using the checks as they were intended, so yeah, if the theory holds up, then it will help the economy.
Okay, we'll see how long it lasts. I think it'll probably be extraordinarily temporary.
I think that might have been it.
Yeah, that's the bounce.
It's like only putting one Mento in a Diet Coke.
They'll be down by half next month.
But also, it prevents us from being in a recession because it's going to be a quarter of going up, right?
I think you're right.
Absolutely. And it's something to be proud of because this increase occurred in spite of the money that was gobbled up by higher gasoline prices.
Yeah, that gasoline, that's terrible, Buzz.
Any of you guys got the check yet?
I haven't gotten my check.
You got yours?
Yeah.
Of how come you got your check? Yeah, because he probably filed his, like, early. Did you file for it early?
Several weeks ago. When my
how many weeks ago?
I'm going to say three, just as a guess.
I've not seen hide nor hair.
I actually was asked to pay another $600.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
By management?
Yeah, no, by the federal government.
Oh, well, you should then.
And they gave me, you know what I did get from somebody? I got one of those bumper stickers that has the bar going through it, like, know this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's no McW. You know, an anti-McCain thing.
Right.
I ain't going to put it on my car. Okay.
No, we'll put it in the safe.
I don't like that negative campaigning one a little bit, but I just thought it was kind of funny. Kind of a funny bumper sticker.
America doesn't need that, Mike.
I know. They don't need that at all, bud.
Now, speaking of gas prices, in Arizona, folks in the southern part of the state have started driving across the border to buy cheaper Mexican gas.
See, Mexican gas.
I'm sure it's excellent.
Mexican gas is $2.78 a gallon. And one motorist says he is saving over $20 a week by doing that.
It's made of beans.
Incidentally, kids, our link to the server is down. At least that's what it's telling me. So we might be having a little computer problem in the studio. Just thought I'd alert people down along the line.
I blame CJ.
Along the networks. Here's something that'll make air travel even more attractive to you. You ready for this, Mike?
I love to travel by
plane. I know
this is
important to you. Sleepy pilots.
Oh, really?
That's nice.
The government's National Transportation Safety Board. That's just on the runway.
Right.
The government says we need new rules to prevent accidents involving tired captains.
Oh, welcome to your commuter airline. I'm so sleepy.
If you look out your window.
Oh, there you go. You might see the Grand Canyon or a mountain.
This is your captain, Sleepy. USA Today says crashes linked to pilot fatigue have killed 249 people in the last 9 years.
That's too many.
Roger, L-1011, heavy. We want you to make a right turn.
Can you rephrase that?
Pilot King.
Pilot Larry King.
And the government agrees there have been an increasing number of sleepy pilot-related accidents.
Hi, this is your captain speaking. We'll be cruising at 37,000 feet. If you'd like some nuts, you'll have to pay for them. Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Larry King.
You're Captain.
Captain King.
Captain King.
You're not. I think you'd also be a great stewardess.
Greetings from the flight deck. Hi. Can I freshen your pillow? How are you? Can I
bring you in the jump seat?
Hi. No, now I'm a flight attendant.
Okay. Who are you?
I'm Stewardess King. I'm Flight Attendant King.
Do you appreciate exact change?
I'd like exact change, please. You'll only get half a soda. Would you like a Bloody Mary? Please don't get up to go to the bathroom while I'm wheeling my cot. Watch out for my cot. Whoa! Boy, this is a bumpy one. Lots of turbulence.
Who are you?
I'm Captain King.
Captain!
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen from the flight deck, this is Captain King. Boy, we're going to have a bumpy ride. All the way down to Miami.
It's like a bat.
Yeah, this is Captain King, boy. Boy, there, look at those thunderheads there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know where we are.
What happened?
Who's your airport?
Who are you?
I'm Captain King. Nice to have you with us today. We've got a beautiful sunny day. Sunny day flying atop the clouds of the continental United States, flying from New York to Los Angeles.
Tired, Captain King.
I'm Captain King. Whoa! Wasn't that a big dip? Man, I tell you, when you're talking about all the other airliners that are in the sky, we're just a blip of it. Whoa there, boy.
In one case, the pilot and the co-pilot fell asleep at the same time as they flew past their Hawaiian destination.
Is there anything seriously more terrifying than that?
Yeah, snoozing. Larry King.
Larry King flying the plane. Whoa there, this is fast.
Both of the pilots sound
Buckle
asleep as you sail past your destination.
Sorry we missed Honolulu.
There it goes.
They woke up 18 minutes later and turned the plane around to head back to the islands for a safe landing this time.
Oh, that is terrifying.
Oh,
it
boy.
Sure is.
Yeah, there, boy.
Republican presidential hopeful John McCain uses the words not important on the subject of when American troops might come home from Iraq.
And that's the bottom line. Because John McCain said so.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
On the Today Show yesterday, Matt Lauer made note of the perception that the surge is working, and he asked McCain if he had a better estimate of when American forces can come home from Iraq.
Would you like to hear the tape, Buzz? I hate to jump in.
To which McCain replied, no, but that's not important. Here's the tape. Yeah.
Do you now have a better estimate of when American forces can come home from Iraq?
No, but that's not too important. What's important is the casualties in Iraq. We will be able to withdraw. General Petraeus is going to tell us in July when he thinks we are. But the key to it is we don't want any more Americans in harm's way.
That's a weird, contradictory kind of statement,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it really
it's
doesn't make a lot
important,
of sense.
It's not too important, but we don't want them. We're going to keep them there, but they're You know, I'm sorry, you get off the plane over there and you're in harm's way, brother. That's
right.
The way it works.
Right.
And you're in harm's way on the plane if Larry King is your pilot.
Boy, that's bumpy. We're doing a corkscrew landing.
Where are you flying to?
Baghdad.
Who are you?
I'm Captain King.
Barack Obama and Democratic leaders in Congress say this just proves how out of touch McCain is.
He's just black.
The star of a YouTube video gets his comeuppance when we continue.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. And really, I want to thank all the guys that played in our Fat
very
Daddy
nice
contest
guys.
Today. We had a great time. We'll be back with the final full buzz of the afternoon right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.